You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 6th, 2022. Do you remember when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, predicted in early February, well, if Russia does invade Ukraine, they'd have control of Kyiv within 72 hours. Well, he got asked by Congressman Keating, a Democrat, what do you think the timeline for the conflict is going to be now? Looking at how it's dragged on for better than a month. Milley's response, well, I do think this is a very protracted conflict. I think it's at least measured in years. I don't know about a decade, but at least years for sure. That's a far cry from in 72 hours. Russia will have control of Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and then have control of the country. And in fact, a high-stakes NATO foreign ministers meeting is underway in Brussels. U.S. is part of it. They're all discussing what do we do about this protracted phase of this war in Ukraine. And, of course, we did announce new sanctions today. I get so angry every time I hear the Biden administration, oh, we're going to put more sanctions on them. We're going to make them sit in the corner a little bit longer. That is exactly what it reminds me of. If a parent tells a child, you do that again, you're going to get a whipping. Oh, you do it again, I'm going to whip you. You either step up and give that child a whipping or shut up because the child's not going to pay attention to you anyway. In Mariupol, they're still trying to get those who are still alive, staying alive on the best they can with what food and water they can get and avoid the shelling, trying to get at least 500 out. They can't. They know more are still in there. At least 5,000 have been killed. And we're told portable crematoriums have been brought in, not just for the Russians to burn their own troops, which they were doing in the beginning, according to early reports, trying to hide how many soldiers they were losing. They didn't want body bags going back to Russia. Now they're apparently using them to burn citizens that they killed and cover up their crimes. The mayor of Mariupol said, this is the new Auschwitz. Human Rights Council meeting tomorrow to decide whether or not to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. Why do you have to even debate it? Are you serious? And then you got Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning lawmakers today, hey, if we block oil exports from Russia, many countries, especially in Europe, are very dependent on that oil. You're going to see skyrocketing prices. Yeah, we will. And we'll see some here as well. But if Biden would get off his butt and quit letting the green pie in the sky progressives lead him around and get oil and leasing and work on our oil and energy structure back underway, then we would be in better shape. In fact, that's what members of the oil and gas industry are telling Congress today. Don't blame us, the Biden administration, and don't blame Putin. It was happening before Putin. By the way, the U.N. ambassador to the United, or rather the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. is saying, I can tell you, China is uncomfortable in supporting Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. Yeah, they're uncomfortable, but what are they doing about it? Text message unveiled by Special Counsel Durham late yesterday appears to provide evidence that Michael Sussman, a lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign, misled the FBI, lied to them. It's a smoking gun, and there's more. Durham, in his report, even used those words, conspiracy. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour. Also, a group of House Democrats banding together to raise levels of alarm about the Biden administration continuing to push to revive a nuclear deal with Iran. Thank God some Democrats are realizing that would be stupid. Democrats also losing out in Wisconsin, Kenosha County, flipping red for the first time in decades. That follows all those damaging riots and the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Democrats up there are being turned away because Republicans and conservatives and smart Democrats are saying enough of this crime. Oh, and Joe Biden, basically ignored by Barack Obama at the White House yesterday. Obama did a speech mentioning himself 33 times, talking about the new health care, his old Obama health care now being revived. And then he went around shaking hands with everybody. Joe Biden was kind of left standing in the corner. No, nobody wants to shake hands with Biden.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Got me waking, bone man. Waking around the fire. I want a little rain of water. That you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Special counsel John Durham is accusing Hillary Clinton's lawyer of lying, releasing the smoking gun text message this guy Sussman sent to the FBI in 2016. Kevin Cork is in D.C. with those details. Kevin.
Yeah, very interesting. And this all dates back to September of 2016. You may remember, Jesse, it was at that point that Michael Sussman allegedly sent a text to the then general counsel of the FBI, James Baker. And Durham has released that text. And in it, he says basically Sussman, in writing, lied again about this idea of not working on behalf of a client at all. He basically said this in this text. Jim, it's Michael Sussman. I have something time-sensitive and sensitive I need to discuss. Do you have any availability for a short meeting tomorrow? I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company. Want to help the Bureau. Thanks.
Thanks. And it's in a text message, now being called a smoking gun by some observers. It was after we'd finished our program Tuesday that the information began to come out of the courts that Special Counsel Durham had started filing a lot of paperwork involving Michael Sussman, a lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign. With that kind of evidence as to state that Sussman lied to the FBI, or at least misled, you want to be nice and polite about it? Oh, my bad, I misstated what I meant to say. He could say that's what he said, but now there are emails proving exactly what he said. Let's get back to, first of all, understanding what's going on with this Sussman, not Sussman, but the entire Durham report investigation. He's basically trying to look at all the circumstances surrounding the investigation that claimed that Donald Trump and his campaign were connected to Russia. And all of it apparently embraced and supported by the FBI in its Crossfire Hurricane project, involving various federal officials and politicians and Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. So that was really what he's been after. But, of course, when you're going after the big, big fish, you grab whatever you can, and maybe they will turn into be a great witness for you to get the big fish. Sussman's on trial for lying to the FBI because he presented himself as a concerned citizen rather than a lawyer working for the Clinton campaign. His claims about a Trump connection to Russia via Alpha Bank were debunked as a hoax. So the filing is asking the court to include certain evidence against Sussman so they can put more of the case together. The email that they're referring to, September the 18th, 2016, at 7:24 in the evening, September the 18th, ahead of the election of 2016, at 7:24 the evening, the email was sent from Sussman to the general counsel's personal cell phone. Jim, it's Michael Sussman. This is a text message. I have something time sensitive. Well, hell yeah, because the election's coming up. Time sensitive means we need to get this out right now because it will help put a stop to Trump. But I'm not working for anybody. I'm just trying to be helpful. All right, I added a lot of the content there. I take all of that back. Let me go back to the actual text. Jim, it's Michael Sussman. I have something time sensitive and sensitive I need to discuss. Do you have availability for a short meeting tomorrow? I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company. Want to help the Bureau? Thanks. The FBI General Counsel responded, okay, I will find a time. What might work for you? The defendant replied, anytime but lunchtime, you name it. I guess lunchtime is really busy for him. Or he wants to eat. I don't know. But Sussman, while he's been waffling around that saying, well, I was not working for anybody. I told them I wasn't, and then I was honest. And so now this email right there from his cell phone to the FBI general counsel on a text saying, I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company. When in fact, he was working with the Clinton campaign and another lawyer at his law firm who is also general counsel to the Clinton campaign. And then, of course, we also have deep inside Durham's filing wanting to admit emails that included the Clinton campaign. They might be considered inadmissible hearsay, but Durham claims that they are not being used to establish the truth of the emails. But, and here it comes, stand back, you do not know how big this is going to get, stand back. But rather that this would prove that there was a, quote, conspiracy between Sussman, the Clinton campaign, and others. So far, neither Hillary Clinton nor her presidential campaign have been indicted, so let's point that out to you. They've not been indicted on anything. But with this beginning to come out like this, the questions immediately start surfacing. What else is here? Well, we know some things already, but let's just stick for just a moment longer with this subpoena, or rather the Sussman case from the newly filed motions by Durham. I'm looking at a piece written by Margot Cleveland with The Federalist. And she's talking about how these will work. Reference evidence issues in general, evidence if it's only slightly important. But when she goes from Sussman's fingers to Baker's eyes, that email, she said that text message is explosive because it provides the most solid evidence to date that Sussman represented to Baker, the general counsel, he was sharing the Alpha Bank data, a Russian-connected bank supposedly connected to Trump, on his own, and, quote, not on behalf of a client or company. Until now, their general approach had been that the FBI general counsel's version of events and some handwritten notes were taken, relayed pretty much what Sussman said, but there was nothing that countered what Sussman did and or backed it up and stated. So Sussman is wanting the handwritten notes implicating him excluded. Okay, we got your text message now. We'll just use that. So how's it going to play out? Well, first of all, this is just one part of the whole Biden family and now, of course, the Clinton family conglomerate. And if you look at what we've seen from the Clinton campaign and basically denying they had anything to do with the Steele dossier that was all fake, when in fact now there's evidence the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee paid for a fake dossier so they could use it to spy on Trump, and that Joe Biden, through Hunter Biden, his son, was probably getting a kickback of some money too, that Biden was also being pulled in, maybe not really aware of how deep he was being pulled in at that time. But Stuart Varney on Fox Business News with his guest in discussing this, Florida Senator Rick Scott, Republican, said this also has, even though not directly, I will remind you, I want to insist, not directly tying Joe Biden or even Hunter Biden to what the Clinton campaign did to get information supposedly tying Trump to Russia. There's evidence that Biden and his son were already quickly building a bank account.
You know that Joe Biden was involved in all of these discussions, deliberations. That's what the other laptop emails have shown with great clarity. The 10% for the big guy, et cetera. I mean, they're not going to get away from this. This is a hornet's nest that is exploding.
Well, they've gotten away with it for a while, but I don't think they're going to get away with it. And when we get the majority back, we're going to find out exactly what happened. Joe Biden and the Biden family needs to be held accountable. I'm on Armed Services Committee. I mean, on Homeland Security Committee, on both of those. But on Homeland Security, we're going to do a thorough investigation and get to the bottom of this so people know exactly what the Biden family's been doing. Why would the Biden family have relationships with their adversaries, Russia and China? And we got to get the facts out.
We do have to get the facts out. The same thing that we had to get the facts out about the Hunter Biden laptop to begin with, which the Post, New York Post, first reported. And for 17 months, the New York Times and the rest of the so-called journalists ignored it or called it fake. They were buying into the Russian collusion story, which takes us back to Sussman and the Durham investigation. They were buying into a lie that had been prefabricated, paid for by the Clinton campaign, and no one bothered to ask legitimate questions then because they all wanted to get rid of Trump. You could hate Trump as much as you want, but do you think there's something called being simply fair? You want to call balls and strikes? You want to be the umpire at the home game, and you know if you call that guy out, the crowd is going to hate you, but your job is to be fair. And if you see that he's safe, the home crowd's not going to like it, but you're not there to please them, are you? Oh, well, if you're the mainstream media or now the state-controlled media, yes, you are. And now there's something else that's been dropped on the plate. In 2017, President Biden, wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of a Chinese exec who did business with Hunter Biden. That's according to Fox News Digital. They have the emails between Hunter Biden and his business associates asking for help for this Chinese executive's son, getting him into college. The president, of course, had repeatedly denied discussing any of Hunter's business ventures with his son. And do you remember the interview, September 2019, and again, in advance of what we now know, how Biden said, "You're asking the wrong questions if you're asking me about me and my son. You need to be talking about Trump and his collusion with the Russians." Once again, Joe Biden, September 2019.
I've never spoken to my son about the Russians.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader if that's what happened? That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this, and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
Ask the right question, because everybody on the mainstream media and members of the Intel Committee signed a letter saying it wasn't true. Well, when asked about the latest contents of this email that Biden sent on behalf of a Chinese exec's son to get in college, the White House said, "We don't comment on the laptop." We ask the right question, that's the answer. Coming up, fake prescription drugs. I cannot emphasize, you need to be aware of this. Stand by.
Leading cause of death for men between the age of 18 and 45. There are more overdose deaths than car accidents and gun violence. So we have to be really expansive in understanding that it's not just teens. It's, you know, Americans of all ages, cuts across every single demographic, rural, urban, suburban, and that people are dying at record rates.
That is a DEA administrator, Ann Milgram, stating how overdoses are now the leading cause of death. As you heard her say, the leading cause of death for men between the ages of 18 and 45. More than car wrecks, more than gun violence. We had 100,000 overdose deaths in the last year. Two-thirds of those were fentanyl. Now, a lot of folks, once they've heard how bad fentanyl is, they don't want anything to do with it. They don't want to touch it. They don't want to be anywhere around it. And in fact, when drug agents carry out drug raids, if there's any evidence of fentanyl, they immediately have to mask up and have to put on hazmat suits. Just touching it and getting it on their skin, that might be absorbed into their system, and it could prove extremely harmful, if not deadly. But now the other problem we're facing is that those making fentanyl in China, then shipping them to the cartels in Mexico to mix with other drugs, now we see that they are also stepping up and providing what you might think is the same drug you would get from your pharmacist with a prescription. Please listen.
The only pill that you should be taking is a pill that has been prescribed to you by a doctor and filled at your pharmacy. any other pill, whether it's given to you by a friend or purchased on social media, you have no idea whether that contains fentanyl and whether it contains a deadly dose. And so that's why we're out there making sure that people are talking to one another about one pill can kill and just understanding there's a depth of a harm here that we have not seen before.
And that is because too many folks are thinking maybe OxyContin, I've taken it before, might have solved the pain, I'm out of it. Go to a neighbor, you have any? Well, I think I got some left over in the cabinet. Okay. Or maybe someone else says, I know somebody down the street that had some. See if they got any. And you don't want to go to the doctor. You don't want to get script. Maybe because you'd be documented as abusing it, and therefore they would cut you off anyway. Or maybe you didn't do anything wrong, and you haven't been. It's just that you want to get it, and you need some help. Xanax, something like that. If you're not getting it direct from your pharmacist, that's where then you could end up being a victim and you could pay with your life, because when it's not an actual prescription filled by your pharmacist and given directly to you by your pharmacist, you could be dealing with a fake that could lead to death.
We do see a large number of young people who are purchasing pills. What we know is that China is providing chemicals to Mexico, to the criminal drug networks that are then mass producing these fake prescription pills. They're being sold as if they were Xanax, as if they were Oxy, as if they were Percocet. But there is no Xanax, no Oxy, no Percocet in them. They're fentanyl.
Which means a death sentence for anyone taking them. Most likely. So again, a warning to you, your friends, your neighbors, and for you in turn to pass the warning to those not listening right now, and especially your children, especially teens, don't take a pill from a prescription bottle that the pharmacist did not give you or that I got for you and I gave to you. Because it could be not Oxy, not Percocet, but fentanyl. 100,000 deaths last year, two-thirds of them tied to fentanyl. Coming up, my guest talking about saying it is time for the GOP to fight back against woke culture. And it starts by, let me put it this way, as simply and as candidly as I can, to fight back by growing a pair. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota. For life.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. And don't you cross your heart unless you hold the dime. Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My guest is Christopher Bedford, senior editor at The Federalist. Welcome aboard, Christopher. Glad to have you back, sir.
Great to be back.
Well, I'm looking at a piece you wrote, and I need a definition from you first before we get too deep into it. It begins by saying, no future for corporate simps. What is a simp?
A simp is someone who just does everything they can to please someone else who's basically in charge of them. It's an internet slang for someone who just sucks up and basically debases himself in order to get the approval of someone more powerful.
Ah, okay. I had the same thought, but I want to hear from you. Because the article headline, folks, continues, no future for corporate simps, how the GOP can fight back. Now, before you joined us, I said, yes, it begins with the GOP and conservatives growing a pair. But let's take it from your viewpoint to start with.
Well, that's exactly right. Right now, we're at a place where the United States is increasingly our daily lives are increasingly being controlled or impacted by massive multinational corporations that aren't answerable to anyone. And they're attacking our way of life, whether it's the NBA, Major League Baseball, most recently Disney, Hollywood, Comcast, wherever you want to go. These different organizations have largely been aligned against traditional values, Christian values, conservative values, and those politicians. Now, and our individual rights as well, as we saw particularly during some of the COVID stuff with the vaccine mandates, et cetera. Now, there are some Republicans who have gotten the memo and said, well, this won't stand. It doesn't matter if the power resides in government or if the power resides in corporations. If it's being used to target my citizens, and I'll stand up for them. And you saw him fight for the cruise line employees and travelers against federal overreach. You saw him fight with the school administrations over masking children, et cetera. And now you're seeing him fight with the Walt Disney Company over their attacks on Florida law, Florida politicians, just trying to protect kids from very weird teachers.
And again, you're talking about
sexual education.
And again, you're talking about Florida Governor DeSantis. And you point out in your article that if it had everything that we're seeing happen now, if it had all been because of Trump, you wouldn't have Walt Disney using theme parks to erase gender, using cartoons to push a not at all secret gay agenda. And they often, many conservatives want to fall back also and quote Ronald Reagan, but they don't seem to want to follow through on what Reagan might have done.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of Republicans were kind of hoping that the culture war was just about Donald Trump, and once he went away, that things could go back to normal. They could confirm judges, cut taxes, and generally lose to the left. But that's not the case. We're still under attack from our universities, some of the teachers' unions, et cetera, from the Disney Company. So when DeSantis started to fight back, Florida Governor DeSantis, and hit back at these companies, you see these Republicans who come out and attack him. One of them is Larry Hogan, the outgoing Republican governor of Maryland, who said, quote, DeSantis is always talking about how he was not demanding that business do things, but he was telling the cruise lines what they had to do. He was telling local schools. And he said that DeSantis was overreaching. He said that he and his allies, like Arkansas's former governor Asa Hutchinson, have leaned back and said it's not conservative to stand up to corporations. It's not conservative to fight back for individual people's rights. I think they're completely wrong. The future for the GOP is going to lie in fighting against all the enemies we have in the culture war. And that's less and less these days just coming from our government forces and more coming from the private sector. Well, so I outlined a couple of different ways to hit them.
And I want to talk about how we do fight back in just a moment. But since we were talking about how they want to quote Reagan and not really carry through, since you brought up Asa Hutchinson, and again, Asa Hutchinson is from Arkansas, and he was saying, I go back to William Buckley, claiming in defense of corporate-backed child genital mutilation. I go back to Ronald Reagan, the principles of our party, which believes in a limited role of government. In other words, we're going to allow child genital mutilation, transgender push upon children, because we don't want our government to say, no, you can't do that.
Exactly. That was that quote that he just read was from an interview with Tucker Carlson, where he was defending his decision to veto his state legislature's bill that pushed to say these hospitals, these giant corporate hospitals, are not allowed to castrate children or to do hormone therapy on children anymore. And he said, well, that's an overreach. It's not conservative. But I couldn't believe it. He quoted Bill Buckley and Ronald Reagan to try and back that up. Neither of whom I personally believe would have backed anything like
oh,
this,
no,
and neither
no.
of whom are around to defend their reputation.
Nor would JFK. Nor would JFK and Democrats
Absolutely.
Of the past.
Yeah, the Democrats of the past would never back this kind of thing. It's wild, and to see there's a bunch of Republicans right now who are coming out, and people like Larry Hogan, who the rumor is he's planning to run for president, trying to say that this is the future, and I don't think that there's any future for those Republicans who push for that kind of.
Oh, there is. I'm sorry to correct you. There is. They bow down, they bend their head over, and the head gets chopped off. That's their future.
Exactly.
You're listening to Christopher Bedford, a senior editor with the Federalist, and you say we can fight back. We have a weak point that we have not been exploiting.
Yes, there are. I mean, all of these corporations, a lot of these schools, a lot of the colleges and universities They've all received different kinds of sweetheart deals over the years. And our country did that because they were serving a good for our people, and we thought they were good for the country. Now, for example, the Walt Disney Company, and the reason why Larry Hogan was attacking Ron DeSantis over this, the Disney Company, when they came to Orlando, which is swampy and quiet central southern Florida, and decided they were going to put all this money in, they made a deal, and the deal was if they wouldn't be held by local zoning regulations. And then in exchange for that, they would build a patriotic childhood wonderland that was safe and employ a lot of people in Florida. Now, that was then, and that was a good deal, I think, for the governor to make that time with Walt Disney. But Walt Disney since passed away, and his successors have since promised to attack the people of Florida, to push a gay agenda on children and the trans agenda on young children through cartoons. That deal should no longer be taken, and that's one thing they can do. They also have their copyrights, which have been extended for decades and decades and decades beyond when they were supposed to expire by the law.
You're talking about Disney copyrights now, right?
Disney copyrights. Okay. Exactly. And the reason those have been extended is because they always said, well, look, these are treasured American icons and childhood characters. What happens if pornographers or other kind of sexual degenerates get a hold of them and use them to poison children? So Congress said, fine, Mickey Mouse is yours. That's your thing to take care of. Well, now they're using it to do just exactly that. So Congress in the next 2 years can take that away from them. But that's just the Disney Company. There are much broader things, like the fact that our giant multinational corporations are shielded from liability. When they make gambles and they fail, those executives don't lose their homes. And the same is not true if you are a single sole business owner or if you just have a partnership. The average person is not shielded. The financial business markets, which are taxed far lower than labor, we did that to try and incentivize American investment, but a lot of American finance has shipped labor abroad. So why are we still allowing for this? Why do Republicans send $45 billion a year to American universities when American universities are just pumping out left-wing activists? These are all different carve-outs.
Big point there. I mean, in fact, I had a report on the other day about how many universities were employing these directors of exclusiveness and diversity and paying them anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000 more than a tenured professor.
It's completely wild, and we're allowing for that. So if you live in a red state and you're a red state governor, then why are you permitting your public universities or any public school to have these kinds of programs? That's taxpayer dollars being weaponized against them. And it's not like we have to just make new laws to try and hurt people or try to attack our enemies. I'm just saying we take away the privileges that have been extended to them.
Well, of course, the moment you do that, you're going to be accused again of being your Nazi and you're trying your fascist, which is exactly what they are when they try to tell you how you're supposed to behave.
I mean, remember when they said that when Joe Biden said that Mitt Romney was going to put y'all back in chains,
yep,
talking to a black audience?
Yep.
I mean, they said that to Mitt Romney. So if they're going to say that if you don't fight, you may as well get called that while you're fighting.
Yeah, and AOC even called out Pelosi as being racist because she referred to the squad as, well, they got their little people over there. You know? So, very quickly, in the last 30 seconds, do you think behind the closed doors, when it's just one-on-one or one-on-three and the best of close friends, Democrats are acknowledging this is a total mess and we're going to die on this hill?
I think they absolutely are. And if you want any example of how much trouble they know that they're in, just watch any of the clips of President Joe Biden with former President Barack Obama. The Democrats want nothing to do with the current administration and just longing for the past.
You're right. Christopher Bedford, thank you very much. Great report as
thank
always.
You.
Christopher Bedford with the Federalist. And he's talking about what I was discussing with you earlier, that yesterday with Obama at the White House, folks were rushing forward to shake hands with Obama and circling him, and poor Uncle Joe was just kind of wandering around in the corner. Well, anybody want to talk, say hello? What's the ice cream of the day? Coming up, a special recording by a local minister. I want to share it with you.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottner Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottner, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com. Rottler Pest Solutions.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Some of the crazy things that are going on in the world. Well, out of Chicago, Dateline Chicago. I just hadn't had time to get to it before now. I was aware of it, but I want to make sure you're aware of it. First United Church of Oak Park has been fasting, season of Lent, fasting from whiteness. Abstaining from all music associated with white people. The website, the congregation will replace music or liturgy written or composed by white people with music from other minority groups. They say for Lent this year, First United is doing a mix of giving up and taking something on. You think Christ intended that we cause more division or we bring more together? But let's just fast from whiteness. Not white bread. Yeah, white bread could hurt you. Whiteness. And then today at the big oil hearing in front of Congress, it was clear the Biden administration is trying to find some ways to import more oil from Canada. But Trista Justice, writing for the Federalist, said, well, Biden wants more Canadian oil, but he killed the Keystone Pipeline. Doesn't make any sense, does it? And, of course, the pressure for oil is going to increase, especially from Europe and Ukraine, and the Russia war wages on. Now we're told by even General Milley it could be years, maybe not decades, but years. I've had on as a guest numerous times before Randy Mayfield, former pastor and head of missionaries for Central Presbyterian Church in Clayton. He's also composes music and musician. He's been to Ukraine numerous times and has many friends there, which he's shared their stories over the last few weeks with us. And he just released a recording in honor of the brave Ukrainians.
Shall never die, and her glory never fade. She rings the bell of freedom, this brave nation she has made. And when the morning comes, and when the battle's won, our enemies will vanish like a vapor in the sun. Our freedom song will soon resound.
Again, that's the latest recording by Randy Mayfield in tribute to the brave Ukrainians. He served as a missionary and head of missions for Central Presbyterian Church in Clayton for decades. And Ukraine was one of the places he visited often. Obviously has a very personal tie to many who were caught in the midst of what's happening and maybe deceased. He used to go to some of the same areas that have now been reduced to rubble. And he's also been to Russia. And in the past pointed out that while we were not allowed to do some things, we could at least do some. I think it's a great tribute, obviously. I'll be posting more of this on my Facebook account. She'll be watching for that. And keep in mind, while you're enjoying life here, and maybe you're complaining about the price of oil, the price of bread and groceries, we all are, you're lucky to have that piece of bread, and you're lucky to be able to have fuel for your car. And you're lucky you don't have to huddle with your children in some basement at night while bombs and artillery go off around you. And then when you do come out and see bodies strewn across the street, some hand with their hands tied behind their back and a hood over their head, that is not war. Those are atrocities. Those are the things that, yes, Putin should be held responsible for. Some of the Russian troops that didn't want to be there deserted on, or maybe were shot and killed by other Russian troops, and others have found joy in killing and mutilating and torturing. And Sean Penn admitting last night on Sean Hannity program after seeing what he's seen, he said, I think this war could affect our children here in this country. And it is a fight for freedom. A Hollywood elite admitting how valuable freedom is. Comes with a sacrifice. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.